Okay, I don't have a lot of money to buy equipment and tools for my spells and rituals. Even though I don't have these things, can I still practice witchcraft with the same level of success as people who use all of the tools? What do tools actually do for you?
Oh, you can totally have the same success with just ordinary, everyday items. You don't have to spend a ton of money. You don't really have to spend much money at all.
Wow.
What tools do is the tools give us a physical reference to help us focus the energies that we're working with. So whether you're using energies from within yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, or energies from around you, from the elements, from the air, the earth, fire, water, from energies from goddess and god themselves.
Right.
The tools give you something to look at, to touch, to smell, to hear, to taste, that can really help you to focus those energies, to concentrate them to one single goal or desire. Uh-huh. And then they can also have an effect on the subconscious mind, which gets all of those energies going. You know, our consciousness is only about, they estimate only, well, they've been estimating about 10% of what we have access to, easy access, is our consciousness.
Right.
And then our subconscious has the other 90% of us in there. When people say you use only 10% of your brain, I think that that's a lot of it.
Yeah.
We actually use every single inch of our brain, every millimeter.
Right.
But I think that the level of activity we have in our brains can be greatly enhanced. I'm hoping in the not too distant future we'll be able to do that better as human beings.
Right.
But in the meantime, that's all our subconscious that we're not actively using, that we don't have great access to right away. So that's like 90% of the energy we're capable of is stored in our subconscious.
Okay.
And sometimes tools can help you tap into that. Like
right.
You'll have most things that you will research about Wicca and other types of witchcraft will have some type of chalice involved, some type of cup or bowl that holds water.
Yes.
Well, that tells the subconscious right away that is a link to fertility.
Okay.
and the kind of the energy of the creation of life.
Right.
Now, that's a major form of energy there. So when you've got your altar set up, and you're looking at your chalice of water, it's a symbol of the womb and the waters that surround the baby.
Okay.
Before birth. So that really helps, things like that really help tap into your subconscious and help utilize those energies that we normally wouldn't be able to access.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I know one of the, and this is what I've been told, and I'm a beginner like most of these other people, but I have heard that belief is a key component in doing quote-unquote successful spells or magic. Do the tools actually almost like when you set all the tools up and you light all the candles and you set up your altar, does it help increase your belief in a way too? Is that kind of another way tools can help?
It definitely can.
Yeah.
It definitely can. Because you do definitely, what you've read is true. Belief is paramount.
Yeah.
The trust that you have in yourself, in the natural law of the world around you, the faith that you have in the gods and goddesses that you worship, or god and goddess if it's just one instead of a pantheon.
Right.
Those are very, very paramount in having success.
Okay.
If you're doubting yourself, then the energies that you're sending out are going to be hesitant and kind of weak.
Yeah.
And waving, you know. They're not going to be directly focused on one point and go there and
right.
affect what needs to be affected. They'll be like, well, I don't know if I should.
I don't
know if I shouldn't.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And the tools can definitely help. I think one thing they do that's really important is they set up that sense of ritual. I'm trying to think of something that's very common everybody does, or most people do, for a ritual type of thing. Like, maybe every year you celebrate your birthday.
Right.
And most people, some I know, choose to ignore the day completely.
Right, like my dad, he's getting up there, so, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people have very specific things they will do.
Right.
Like, they will, the day of their birthday, they'll wake up realizing today's my birthday.
Right.
You know, they have that mindset. There's cards that people send you and birthday wishes, happy birthday. Maybe you have a party. Maybe you go to dinner every year. And all these things help you to realize that another year has passed, your life is progressing, and as a person and as a spirit, you're going through this growth process, through this journey of life.
Right.
And it kind of earmarks the day and is a passage. Well, these traditions that we have, whether it's around holidays or different events or life stages, they work in the same way as the tools do, as a ritual to help you realize that you're growing, you're progressing, and something is actually happening, something's occurring.
Right.
So in that way, it can help solidify your belief in knowing that I am doing something.
Yes.
Something is going on here.
Okay. Well, great. So I guess the summary is then that you don't need a bunch of expensive tools and things.
Oh, no. My Athame, my knife that I used to cut my circle with, my sacred circle, was $6.
Wow.
I found it at a fair years ago. And it's just a very simple double-bladed knife with a very plain wood handle and a very, very plain leather sheath that it goes in.
And I know that there are some people that don't even use anything. They use their finger. They just
right.
point their finger. You
exactly.
know?
You don't have to buy anything.
Right.
Because when it comes down to it, you know, we're working with energies. We're trying to harness energies and with their permission send them out to do what we wish.
Yes.
It's very similar in a very different way we go about it, but it's very similar to the way that Buddhist monks work with meditation.
Right.
Trying to affect the world through meditation and chanting.
Right. Okay.
And
well,
they don't use any tools.
Yeah, they don't.
They've got some incense and, you know,
yeah.
but everything they, you know, maybe they chant themselves.
Exactly.
They might use some bells or drums or something, but it's, you know, very, very simplistic.
Yeah.
So you can use anything. You can take a simple fire-safe glass dish with some sand, and that can be your incense burner.
Oh, wow.
You know, you can have your charcoal lit on there. You can put sticks of incense inside of it.
Yeah.
You can also, you know, make up your own incense. You don't have to buy incense. You can just use herbs that you can go out and cut yourself in the wild, or you can grow them yourself, or you can get them out of your pantry.
Wow, great. And that may, you know, and we're probably getting on a tangent here, but I kind of want to, the tangent's kind of interesting, so I want to keep with. The more you do yourself, for instance, you were talking about going out and cutting the herbs yourself,
mm-hmm.
the more energy you put into them, and potentially the better they will work for whatever you're trying to do in your magic and spell work, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
It's like making your own things and you know, making your own tools and
right.
cutting your own herbs can actually, you know, put more energy into them.
Definitely.
So,
definitely. Yeah. The more time that you have invested and the more of your own energy you have invested in something, the more of your energy is going to be inside of it.
Yeah.
So if you've grown the plants yourself, you've watered them, you've sung or talked to them, you've nurtured them, and then you're using clippings from them, they're
right.
going to have a lot more energy stored in them.
Oh, great.